This is We've Got Issues, a weekly chat about politics and more from Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. School districts in northern Michigan face declining enrollment and tough financial decisions. Traverse City Area Public Schools is on the brink of closing up to three elementary schools. Interlochen Community School, the International School at Bertha Voss, and Old Mission Peninsula School. Paul Soma, the superintendent of TCAPS, says he expects to make a recommendation on whether to close the schools to the district's board next month. And Soma is here to talk about it. Paul, thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thanks, David.
Let's talk a bit about those trends in enrollment. If you look at the entire intermediate school district, the total number of students is down 10% in 10 years. What would prevent you from closing these schools? I mean, when you look at these trends in enrollment.
Right. A turn in that trend. New students. That would be one thing that would prevent that. You stated the reality very well. Regardless of what school you're looking at, when you lose 10% of your population in a 10-year time frame, something has to give. At some point, something somewhere has to give. And in this case, you know, our three lowest enrollment buildings were really clear. And so they were a natural place for us to start the dialogue. And we didn't pretend to look at all the other buildings. It's, you know, these are the three that have the lowest enrollment. Let's cut to the chase and roll our sleeves up and get to work. And that's what we've done.
Is there an end in sight to shrinking enrollment?
There's a theoretical end. People say that our region ultimately will turn a page here. I don't see it in the near term, or even midterm for that to happen. To be clear, our region total population, based on what we're looking at, is actually growing. It's just not growing at the school age child, nor the child-bearing couples. Those two age groups are not growing. What's growing are what we know, seniors and older.
At the same time, though, what can the district do to attract more students? Because competition for students. And
Number one for us is we provide excellent programming. We provide comprehensive, high quality program across a spectrum of alternatives. I mean, you know, even at the elementary, at this point, IB, Montessori, general ed, TAG, same at the middle schools where we expand to the academically talented IB offering at this point. We expand our electives, band, music, sports opportunities. That's number one. And people do choose us for those reasons. But number two, one thing that I think does get understated, we're very much involved in our international program, where we're working with schools from China and other places in the world to bring students to TCAPS. That's a growing program. In fact, this year we have approximately 50 students in our international program that are from China and other parts of the world. We're looking to expand that. That's something that has opportunity. It provides our school system with a real opportunity to fill some of the gaps that we're experiencing from a declining enrollment. So it's already offset us our decline by 50 students, and we expect that number to grow. There's going to be some exciting options that we're going to be looking at, like perhaps even creating an international center to house students from overseas that could actually increase the numbers even further. We think that that we're nowhere near the cap relative to how many students we could take from an international type of a perspective. And if we can add 200 or so, that could help offset some of these declines. It would be at the secondary level, though.
Let's talk about some of the possible consequences of declining enrollment. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you've talked to me about and you've talked to parents about is the possibility that the fund balance of TCAPS would get below a certain level, and the state would get involved in the district's finances. How bad would the budget situation have to be before the state started calling shots that people noticed?
Right, and I want to qualify that. That's if we don't respond, right? If we don't do something about the decline, that will lead to a continued degradation of our fund balance, and then the state would come into play. The state has indicated that at 5% fund equity, they consider a district in fiscal distress. And when you hit a fiscal distress when you hit that level, the state now gets into your business. Now the state wants additional reporting. They want to know what you're doing. If you're not aggressive enough, they won't accept your reports. They'll expect you to, you know, make more reductions, ask for concessions of your employees, open up contracts. There's a lot of very negative consequences for getting to that number. We are operating at around almost 7% right now, and we certainly don't want to get too much closer to that 5% line.
Paul Soma is superintendent of Traverse City Area Public Schools. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
There's an extended interview online at iprnews.org. We discuss shrinking funding from the Intermediate School District and also whether the governor's plan to save Detroit public schools will cost TCAPS money. You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.